am on a bus on my way to Tibet. My heart is heavy and body tense. I have just said my heartbreaking goodbyes to my mum, dad and sister. I do not know if I will ever see them again, but at this point I only want to find Kijun and heal my broken heart. This feeling of anxiety, shock, disbelief and sorrow is too much to comprehend and control. I need to feel salvation. I'm hungry but cannot eat, tired but cannot sleep, and my body and heart constantly ache. I need to stay positive. Me and Kijun will be reunited soon, as we were always meant to be.
I am struggling to stay strong. After hearing of Kijun's death, or so called, I have decided to search for him. The journey will be treacherous, but I refuse to sit back and do nothing. I said goodbye to my family. It was hard to say goodbye to my family. They were reluctant for me to leave. From my sister, I received a silk bag filled with warm food and a small tear-soaked note telling me to be safe and take care. My father gave me a book called The Collected Essays of Liang Shiku. I handed all my possessions to my family. I know how much they love and value Kijun. The train journey prompted me to think about how much Kijun loved me and how he would always leave me notes of affection.